The following is a special presentation of Alpha Media. Welcome to Beyond the Headlines. In-depth interviews on topics of concern here in Portland and the Northwest. Now, here's your host, Brett Recap.
Thank you so much. Good day, everyone, and welcome in to the 315th edition of Beyond the Headlines, a behind-the-scenes look at some of the stories making news in the Pacific Northwest and, in fact, around the country as we move through this difficult month of March 2020 on all seven of our Alpha Media Portland radio stations, including FM News 101. This week, you will hear from people who have lost thousands of dollars and spent countless frustrating hours after booking home share stays through VRBO and not getting refunds or credits or often even return messages or calls. The devastating effects of the coronavirus and COVID-19 continue to be felt around the country and the world, and we are nowhere near the end of this crisis. Our hearts and prayers go out to the families of all those who have sick loved ones or have suffered loss of life. In the meantime, the economic impact is also enormous and continues to grow. Some would say this is a first world problem, but as I mentioned, I want to bring a consumer warning to light from travelers using the home share service VRBO. Full disclosure, I am one of those unsatisfied customers. We had an LA trip booked and paid for this weekend, as a matter of fact. Obviously, it got canceled for reasons beyond our control. For weeks, we tried to contact both VRBO and the homeowner. Nobody would call or write us back, so I started posting on Twitter, and eventually VRBO sent me a direct message. Long story short, they say they will be giving us some fees back, but all refunds are up to the homeowners. VRBO's cancellation policy is clear, and they do offer reservation insurance, but these are extraordinary times, and none of these cancellations were made on a whim. People cannot travel because of this global pandemic and subsequent government mandates and industry shutdowns. VRBO.com says they are suggesting 50% refunds, but that's only a suggestion, and I have many reports that say that's not happening. And I can report that many owners are simply pocketing money without offering anything. To me, that is theft. VRBO competitors Airbnb came out right away to make sure all their travelers would receive 100% refunds for stays not made during this coronavirus outbreak. Since I started this story a few days ago, I have received a response from Melanie Fish with the PR department at VRBO. She declined to do an interview, but did offer to try and track down the owners of My Rental. She also said she had a prepaid trip that she had to cancel with her own company, VRBO, and was given a year to rebook at any of their properties. VRBO says difficult decisions have been made, and if homeowners and property management companies assume the entire financial burden of refunding all canceled outside of policy bookings, it will lead to more layoffs or owners defaulting on their mortgages. Despite that, more than 95% are providing refunds or credits. I wrote her back saying that based on my reporting, I did not believe that 95% to be anywhere near reality. After putting out the request for interviews, I've received contact from people in my home state of Oregon, Connecticut, Illinois, Texas, Florida, New York, Minnesota, Idaho, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, North Carolina, Colorado, and the list continues to grow. I can see thousands of complaints against VRBO on social media, thousands, and their bad reviews on Yelp and the BBB are massive. This is a legitimate story, and these stories I'm telling are true. I only have half an hour, so here are a few. Erin Houghton is from Frankfort, Illinois, just outside Chicago. Her family's out about $2,000 for a trip to Cancun, Mexico they couldn't make. Erin has a child with a very serious health condition, and her family saved up money for this trip and stay. She tells me when she tried to cancel or postpone her trip due to orders from the government, the VRBO host not only told her to basically jump in a lake, they literally are trying to re-rent the days the Houghton family can't make it. Here's Erin Houghton from Frankfort, Illinois.
We had booked this vacation in mid-March before, you know, the global pandemic of COVID-19 had taken hold in the United States. So we booked this vacation in good faith that we were going to go. Absolutely, we were looking forward to it. And then we started getting word that things were starting to get really bad in the world, in Europe, and in China. So we reached out to the property manager to ask her, you know, if things start going south here in the States, what are you going to do? And she basically said, well, I'm not really going to do anything. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And then it started to get bad in the United States. And the first thing that happened was my son, his name is Andrew. He's 10 years old. He has brain cancer. And he is being treated at Lurie Children's Hospital by an endocrinologist and an oncologist. And they both said he cannot travel. It is not safe for him to travel out of the country right now. And then the next thing that happened was the state of Illinois was put on a state-mandated quarantine. We cannot leave the house. We are stuck here. We cannot travel. And then the borders to Mexico were closed. So even if somehow we snuck out of the house, left the state of Illinois, we couldn't get to Mexico anyhow because the borders are shut down. So we reached out to our property manager and said, listen, we don't want you to be out all the money. You keep our money, keep our $2,000. But these are 3 weeks in the next 12 months that our family can travel. I can see on the VRBO app that you have these weeks open. Can we travel one of these weeks? And it was a LOL exclamation point, absolutely not. Those are prime weeks. You can't travel during those weeks. So he said, well, what about some type of refund? Can we get a refund? She said, nope, we're keeping your money. I said, well, so I kept asking, well, can't we rebook during these weeks? Nope, absolutely not. And then she started ghosting us. So we are out all of our money. She will not give us the option to rebook. I have probably contacted VRBO on social media no less than 20 times. I've emailed the president of the company, Jeff Hurst, twice. I've texted the company. I've private messaged the company. I've emailed the company. I've called VRBO countless times. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing that they will do for us. They keep saying, you have to work with the property manager. I tried. She won't give us back our money. She won't rebook our dates. So that's my short story. We're out the money. You know, we've begged, we've pleaded, we've done everything we can do, and we feel like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place now.
Okay. That's just a horrible story.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is frustrating because we do enjoy traveling, you know, especially with a son who, you know, we almost lost him. Traveling for us is a very, you know, very cathartic way to spend time as a family together. So we enjoy it. And we've been a huge proponent of VRBO in the past. We have recommended VRBOs to friends and family, and that they are just letting us down and really casting us aside during this global pandemic is very telling about who this company is at their core. You know, that they're not following the lead of their primary competitor, Airbnb, to me really is shocking. I can't believe that they're letting Airbnb take all of their customers away from them. Because truly, I will never, ever use a VRBO again, ever.
Understood. What do you think would be some type of fair resolution? I mean, we're all in this together. There are people hurting all over the place. Would you be open to negotiating a little bit?
Absolutely. So that was what was so shocking to me. When I first reached out to the property manager, I said, you know, how about this? Give us the same week next year in 2021. Just let's take, you know, what we were supposed to do this year. Obviously, we cannot. It is state mandated. It is impossible for us to travel. Let us just take this year and you plug it into next year. You keep all the money. And I even told her, if it's a little bit more expensive next year, I'll pay that difference. All I wanted was my family vacation. I would have been happy if that had been the resolution. And she said no.
Yeah, this is just sad. I don't understand how you couldn't at least be open to some type of negotiation. And I'm reading on social media hundreds of different really horrible stories of people not even being able to get a hold of anybody.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's even crazier with my story is, so she canceled our reservation. So she canceled it, kept all of our money, refused to rebook us for a future date that, you know, we could travel. And now she's re-renting our week. So she can double dip. VRBO is allowing her to keep all of my money and re-rent this week to somebody else.
I don't even know what to say about that particular one there, Erin. The odds are she probably won't be able to rent it, but that's not the point.
Yeah, you're right. Chances are she might not be able to rent it. I don't know. Are there people? I am keeping an eye on it to see if it ends up being rented, but it's just shocking to me all around that this was able to happen.
Well, where are you now, and where's the end of this, Erin?
So we will be pursuing this legally. What we've been told, whether it's true or not, is that our agreement could not be executed because her telling us that we had to execute this agreement was making us go against a state mandate. And contracts aren't always cut and dry, as I'm sure you know. So I think we will be looking into pursuing this legally. Right now, really, I'm hoping that VRBO is watching what is happening. For example, their Facebook page, there's over 7,000 angry comments on their Facebook page. Every day, there's hundreds and hundreds of angry comments on their Twitter page. So I'm hoping that they're staging this consumer reaction and end up doing the right thing like Airbnb did. That's really what I'm hoping right now.
There is one VRBO horror story from Aaron Houghton in Illinois, out nearly $2,000. Alyssa Farr is from Big Springs, Texas. She wasted $1,500 for a stay in Charlotte, North Carolina. They are one of the lucky ones who have at least been promised a 50% refund.
I'm married and I have four kids, and we generally try to take one sort of grown-up trip away from the kids each year, and then my mom watches them, and it's a big deal for us. It's an opportunity to have some adult time without the responsibilities of the kids. So we had booked this trip to Charlotte January 3rd, paid for it in two installments that have been long since paid, and we were going to see Garth Brooks in concert. And because it's kind of a big deal for us to do this, we booked a fairly expensive house that was probably a little fancier than what we needed because we were really looking forward to this trip. And we were making it longer than necessary for the concert. We were looking at staying 4 or 5 days so that we could also, you know, see the sights and tour Charlotte and that sort of thing. We got the email 2 days ago that the concert had been canceled, and we had anticipated that it would be under the circumstances. So we sent them that notification, look, our concert has been canceled, and yes, we understand that we're no longer within our cancellation period, but we were wondering if you were making some sort of exceptions based on the pandemic. And the response was short and sweet, and absolutely not. So we went back and forth with them. I tried to talk to them about the VRBO public announcements, which basically says, you know, we can't really do anything about it, but we're encouraging our property owners to be flexible, to offer options, to offer credits for future dates or partial refunds. They said we're very aware of what VRBO has said, but it's not costing them, it's costing us, and the answer remains unchanged. So after a number of communications, I got super frustrated. My last communication was, understand that we will post this story far and wide, because if that's the case, then perhaps people should be traveling with Airbnb, who is making accommodations for their travelers. So I posted on Twitter. My goal was to post it on every social media platform I could reach. After I did that, I got another message from them offering to refund 50% of the rental. So apparently they did not real pleased with the idea of their story being shared, but 50% is certainly better than nothing. I do understand that some of these folks rely on that rental income. They have bills to pay too. I get that. We're all suffering from the consequences of the pandemic, and it just seems like we could all work together a little bit to ensure that we're all in a better place.
Okay. So you are promised 50%, or have you received that yet?
I haven't received it. I just got that message from them a few minutes ago after I told them that I was going to share this story on social media. They offered to refund 50% of the rental.
And that is the homeowner or the VRBO people?
The homeowner. Yeah, we did try to contact VRBO directly, and we weren't able to reach anyone with the company, so we gave up.
Okay. This may not be a legal issue, but it seems to be a consumer advocate issue.
That's my take, too. VRBO's argument is that they have no jurisdiction to force the property owners into giving refunds, and that very well may be the case. So I don't know that it's a legal issue, but it's certainly an ethical issue in my mind.
That's Alyssa Farr from Big Springs, Texas. You're listening to the 315th edition of Beyond the Headlines. I'm your host, Brett Recamp. This next VRBO complaint is a two-parter. One family got hosed for over $12,000. Another got a 100% refund from their property management company. Part one comes from Alexis Ferrarolis from Tampa, Florida. They actually met their friends near Vail, Colorado for a ski trip. One of those friends is Charles Thompson. First, here is Alexis Ferrarolis from Florida talking about how they called ahead and got the green light that their ski trip was on, so they hopped on a plane.
We got there about 3 o'clock. Our room wasn't ready. It said it would be ready, but within that hour, they kept confirming that it's fine. Everything was running as normal. And we literally were bringing the luggage in the room when we all got, like, text notices, and also the valet at the same moment that Vail Mountain, all of Vail properties had shut down. We wouldn't have even checked in had we known that 10 minutes before. We would just gone back down to the airport and got home. So they kept calling and saying, oh, but stay in the unit. Don't leave. A couple other mountains are open. Of course, we were leaving no matter what. We just spent the one night. And then we contacted the club owner immediately, the Timbers directly where we were staying, and then VRBO, and did all of our due diligence just to let them know we were leaving. And basically, within 24 hours, we had received notice that there would be no refund whatsoever.
You guys actually were given the green light and made your way all the way across from your home in Tampa to Vail, Colorado, and got all the way there and then found out that things weren't going to be happening.
Yes, literally 10 minutes after check-in.
That's insane. where do I start? So what did you do then, and what kind of expectations did you have?
Well, first of all, the expectation was 10 minutes in advance. I believe Vail Property has a responsibility in this as well, financially, of all their resorts and properties, because the minute everybody checked in, that activated that you took possession of your unit. And so that being said, we immediately got our plans to get out of there. Because we couldn't get a flight for 48 hours, we stayed that first night, offered to pay the first night, and asked for a refund back of the next six nights, which was denied immediately. And then, no, we can't get anyone to return any phone calls or any emails. Then. So that's when I would move to Twitter.
Sure. And that's kind of what I did, is reach out on social media and try, you know, to reach their verified account and scream from the social media mountaintops. And were you able to get any response that way?
Great response. Well, my first search was if other people were having the same issue, because I figured it couldn't just be me, and obviously found multiple. And then came upon a petition that one renter had started, and went directly to that, signed it, and then pushed it out on all of my Facebook and Twitter feeds, and which is when I came in contact with you.
So what do you think, the legal matters aside, because a lot of me, speaking for hundreds, if not thousands, frankly, of travelers who booked stays through VRBO that happened to fall on these dates, which are now government mandated, where we can't travel even if we wanted to. What do you think the right thing to do is, based on these home share business models and competitors in the form of Airbnb who are actually offering refunds? What do you think the right thing to do here is?
I think the right thing to do is for VRBO and their owners to offer some restitution financially in a full amount, or if the person is willing to take the amount of their stay at another time at a later date, at the very least. And so I reached out to all the entities. So when I say I reached out, it's three entities that I'm holding responsible to a certain extent. You know, the owner of VRBO, or HomeAway, who we went to, which is VRBO, and the management company. So all three phone calls and emails, once I read the COVID-19 emergency plan that VRBO put into place of 50%, but leaving it up to owner's discretion, that they highly recommend it, they do 50%. I think that was, first of all, just to get the media attention off of VRBO, they basically put it on their owners. People were making them money, which I thought was interesting. And so I reached out to all three entities saying, in light of the new, you know, mandate from VRBO, would you please reconsider this refund? Again, claiming I would pay the first night that we were there, even though they confirmed everything would be good before we even left Tampa. And no response at this point at all.
All right. Well, anything that I haven't brought up that you want to say now, Alexis?
To us, it's just a matter of bugging them now at this point, like being a thorn in their side. For people who, other people can't afford to do this, we're happy to just lead the chase by go ahead and filing something, even though the attorney said you have to have something where they didn't give you. And as we saw this morning, well, we weren't able to use part of our package at all. So I just feel bad for everybody whose vacations were ruined. And you know, in this unprecedented situation, they have a chance to step up and do the right thing. And that's, I guess, my biggest complaint is they're not doing anything.
Well said, and I agree. And I personally don't even expect 100% refund. I just feel like there ought to be some kind of dialogue. I get it. Homeowners, everyone's hurting because of the crisis right now, but it's not fair to keep 100% of someone's money.
I would absolutely take 50% myself. I mean, we just shut down three companies, my husband and I, laid off 70 employees. I understand being a business owner, and I understand from the owner's point of view that, well, this is not their fault either, but let's meet in the middle somewhere. Thanks for reaching out for us and on behalf of all of us people who are affected by it. And I hope something good comes from it.
There is Alexis Ferrarolis from Tampa. That package she talks about is ski lift tickets that were paid for and included but not delivered. And that legal language she mentioned is real. The Ferrarolis family attorney is looking into this matter. Now, part two of this called off ski trip to Vail, Colorado comes from Charles Thompson, who lives near there. He's the one who actually got a full refund for a missed stay. Again, not from VRBO, but from his property management company. He booked through a different outfit than Alexis, but still through VRBO. Here's some of what Charles had to say about his trip and non-stay.
Two flagship properties right beside the Ritz-Carlton. One is called the Timbers. It used to be a Ritz-Carlton property. The other is called Snowcloud. We both used VRBO. The same situation that happened to them happened to me. They actually came out here, stayed with us, driving our cars. So we had our eye on ski slopes, what they were doing. We called all week long, even called that morning because we were all at my house here in Dimple ready to go up. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're staying open. Plenty of distance between people. You're going to have the slopes all to yourself all week. This is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we load up. And by the way, I will say we did get an email saying all the restaurants will be closing. Bring your own food. Not a big deal. It's just more things we had to take. More money were out. As soon as we get there, we all check in. They check into their property, the Timbers. I check into mine at Snowcloud. 10 minutes later, slopes shut down. And the people that I use through VRBO over at Snowcloud, I just went downstairs and told them, listen, we unpacked. We've got little kids. We're going to stay the night. We'll pay the night. But other than that, I want my money back. And she goes, well, it's not really up to us. It's VRBO. Like, okay, that's fine. Within 3 hours, they contacted me. They gave me my entire money back. Didn't even charge me for the night I stayed. And that's VRBO through a different property management company. They could not have been nicer to me. It was the complete opposite for Stamatis and Lex. Two completely separate experiences. Mine, the property management company, reached out to me. Couldn't have been nicer. I'm thinking that's an extension of the property owner. I have yet to give them a good review. I will blow them up. I just haven't had time. Could not have been a better situation.
I mean, you are in the minority, sir. Everyone I'm hearing from,
I understand. Just, yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
I will say this, too. Even if the property owner would have said, listen, I can't give the money back. They offered them 2 weeks in September, and I know because I go up there a lot, for $100 a night in those time frames. And I'm going, they just paid, you know, $14,000, $15,000. So why would they fly all the way back across country? If you were to really step up and say, listen, I'm not going to give your money back, but I will give you this week next year in March, same dollar amount, because it's a very, very busy week. It's spring break. The slopes are getting ready to close down. It's obviously a prime moneymaker. Even if they would have reached out and said, listen, we will give you this next year, I'm sure that would have gone a long way as well. But the only pathetic response they had was, well, we'll give you one of our 2 weeks later in the year. That's the best we can do. I could stay in the Ritz-Carlton with a butler and a private chef for half of that during that time. I know because I've done it. So
I'm laughing off microphone here.
They can kick this can down the road. They could, you know, they don't have to give back $1 billion in pre-booked fees overnight. They could spread this out over a couple of years, make it up with, you know, it's crazy. I guarantee you if they got the money back, they would probably just donate it. I actually feel worse for people who don't have disposable income as we do, that we travel very, very well, they're going to get hit a lot harder than we are, even for this amount of money. It's the point of completely being hosed. And then the aloof attitude, well, you know, you signed it, and you know, if you cancel, you cancel. You could have just stayed there. Yeah, you're right, because ultimately I would fly across country to a ski resort to not ski. So where is the literal brain power in that? And they've really blown them off two or three times with some really jerk type emails. And that's what really got it going. This could have gotten solved really, really easily with some dialogue, like you said, but their stance, not only that of the property manager, that's escalated this. It will. They'll spend $50,000 suing these over 50.
Yeah.
It sounds like I was very, very fortunate in what we get, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm probably going to compliment the property manager and the property owner, not VRBO. But, you know, it's. I'm glad you're on this. Keep up the good work.
And there is Charles Jordan from Colorado, one of the lucky ones. He's still clearly pretty upset that his travel friends, Alexis Ferrarolis and her family, weren't so lucky. And it sounds like lawyers could soon be officially involved, but they didn't have to be if maybe a little dialogue could have taken place and some cooler heads and common sense could have come to the foreground. To Meridian, Idaho we go now, and another story from VRBO that could someday have a happy ending. Cassie Sarami tells me about her stay in Hawaii booked through VRBO that she actually canceled within the appropriate time frame, but she's still waiting for a refund. Cassie and her family are out over $1,700. They think they'll be getting it back, but as you'll hear, any kind of contact or assurances have been sketchy at best. This is one of two interviews I'm playing for you that was done on a phone and emailed to me here at KXL.
We saw that the coronavirus was starting to heat up, so we canceled early on, well outside of the 90-day window where you receive a full 100% refund on your rental. We were assured by the owner that we would get our money back. The VRBO at that point actually sent an email confirming that we would have it back within 7 to 10 days. That time came and went. 14 days came and went. The last contact that I had with them, or I should say attempt, I got on chat, waited several hours. Nobody ever got on chat. I called them. I was told there was a 2-hour wait in the queue. After 2 hours and 13 minutes, I was just disconnected. So in the beginning, I felt, you know, I've never done any business with VRBO in the past. Actually, I've never rented from them before. And I felt like it was a pretty smooth process up until that point. So in the beginning, when they contacted me, I thought, well, this is going to happen. And I'm glad that I, you know, followed the rules and canceled early. However, now they've completely ghosted me. I'm receiving no information from them whatsoever. I don't know if I'll ever get my money back. And the thing is, I've never rented from these folks before, so I'm pretty sure I won't ever rent from them again, because even though this is an unprecedented situation, and I realize no business is running just smoothly business as usual, most businesses don't have thousands of dollars of yours just, you know, in limbo. And so I just think it's horrible business practice to not give people some reassurance that they will eventually get their money back. And that's just bad business practice.
And there is Cassie Cerami from Meridian, Idaho, with her story. Another customer who certainly won't be coming back to VRBO. And this was a first-time customer. Finally, we hear from Megan Paluzzi from New Haven, Connecticut. She's out about $3,300. It's another story given to me as she recorded it into her phone and sent it over.
This is Megan Paluzzi calling in to talk about my VRBO issue. I have a bachelorette planned for my best friend in Nashville this early April over Easter weekend. And I reached out to VRBO to ask about their cancellation policy due to COVID-19 and have basically gotten response that they aren't going to be doing any sort of refunding or helping out in any sort of way. We've paid almost $3,300 or over $3,300 for the home for 12 people. In which we cannot have groups of more than 10 going into one space. All of the bars are closed in Nashville currently, and travel at this time isn't something that we're willing to risk due to 4 of the girls working in the healthcare system who would have to self-quarantine for over a month before they could get paid again, which is obviously something they can't afford at this time. We contacted the homeowner, and at first he basically said he could give us the insurance policy back, which was $79, which obviously isn't worth it. And we've been, you know, using every kind of sort of option and fight that we can to get VRBO to listen to this, in that Airbnb is completely refunding 100% of their policies. I had another trip booked with them last week, was supposed to leave Friday, canceled Tuesday, and no questions were asked. We got 100% back on that with not a problem. And then from there, you know, VRBO hasn't really been responsive. They've said that they're going to give back the booking fees, and I believe the cancellation fees. But again, that's, you know, some change in the whole cost and greater good of it. And it's just very disappointing and unfortunate that during these times, these companies aren't taking it more seriously and doing everything they can to help out their people. We had offered even to take 100% credit at the time with no money back to rebook the trip because we will be planning to go back, and that got denied as well.
Pretty simple description there coming in from Megan Paluzzi from New Haven, Connecticut. And that is why I dedicated my entire show to these upset people with bad experiences with VRBO, because we all just want them to do the right thing. My thanks to all the guests this week. Aaron Houghton from Illinois, Alyssa Farr from Texas, Alexis Ferrarolis from Florida, Charles Thompson from Colorado, Cassie Cerami from Idaho, and Megan Paluzzi from Connecticut. And the descriptive sad reports about VRBO customer service and lack of refunds or offers from credit continue to pour in. In the grand scheme of things, with this COVID-19 global pandemic, lost money on a vacation house is probably not at the top of the list. It starts with the loss of life and goes down from there. But when some people, this time hosts, homeowners, and property managers working with VRBO, decide that it's okay to keep people's money even though they aren't staying in their house, that's simply uncalled for, especially when they're simply ghosting people. And good luck getting a hold of VRBO via email, phone, or chat. For a lot of people, that is simply not happening. The way VRBO has handled this thing from a good business standpoint is 1 star out of 5. VRBO, it is not too late to follow the lead of Airbnb and start getting involved and advocate for both your travelers and hosts to come up with some fair solutions during these troubling times that make sense for everyone. You have been listening to Beyond the Headlines, a behind-the-scenes look at some of this week's stories. You can follow me on Twitter at Brett Recamp. If you missed anything, the podcast is up at KXL.com, and you can download the show on iTunes or Google Play. Just look for Beyond the Headlines KXL, now 315 shows to choose from. For Alpha Media USA in downtown Portland, Oregon, I'm Brett Recamp on FM News 101.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Headlines. In-depth interviews on topics of concern here in Portland and the Northwest. This has been a special presentation of Alpha Media.